please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Wrath, Hold the H. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, yesterday I didn't put a video because I had a lot of stuff to do, and yesterday I didn't really feel like doing a video. Sorry, I was doing it, but then I just got distracted and then a lot of shit mounting up, and I finished my day yesterday at 11 at night, and I had to shower and do all this other stuff, but right now it's about 4:13 in the morning the next day, so yeah. Anyways, not about me fucking having a lot of shit in my plate and no time to do it. This is about, I just lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, about the Wrath. Do you know who Wrath is? Well, you take off the H and it becomes RAPE. Yes, friends. These dumb bitches deserve no fucking rights. That's why you gotta rape them. And metaphorically speaking, or am I? Remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my fuck. Look, friends, I'm like that crazy little dog that you have in your backyard. He brings you all kinds of fucking shit. Yep, I just killed a little bird. Oh shit, I'm a bird too. A bird dog. Anyways, yep, I killed a little bird and left it right there in your back porch. Let's see if you like it. Yeah, it's this. It says, women's insatiable lust for getting raped. Yes, women love the raping. Yes, they love getting raped. Who would have thought that that little fucking slip between the legs could cause so much fucking trouble, right? Enjoy! Yes, friends, you ready to step into the wonderful world of women? I know I am. Well, let's go. It says, it's really quite funny to read the mostly female researchers freak out over their own findings. What, did you find out that you women are nothing but fucking degenerate whores? The world may never know. But we sure are gonna laugh about it, aren't we? Dumb bitches. When confronted by the idea that being right by a stranger is one of women's biggest turn-ons, well, women are nothing but fucking walking whores. That's all they do. They just think with their pussies, and they think that men have a one-track mind. Gee, who would have thought it was women? This little birdie right here, right? Oh man, women, silly creatures, but whatever, you do you, boo. An extremely common sexual fantasy, Dr. Martha Mena. Ooh, sounds like a whore. Of course she's a whore. Women. Anyways, a renowned researcher in women's health. Yeah, she's very healthy, isn't she, huh? Whatever. And human sexuality. Eh, I wouldn't call women human, but genetically they are human, but whatever. Stumbles all over herself trying to find the words to describe her findings. I got one word. Whores. But I guess that's a strong word, is it? Well, if the shoe fits, I guess. Whatever, let's continue. Mena narrowed her ideas into an emblematic scene. A woman peeing and ravaged against an alley wall. Here in Mena's vision was an ultimate symbol of female lust. Yes, women are fucking whores. What are you calling it, lust? It's called whoredom. Yes, women are fucking whores, but who would have thought, right? This little birdie right here did, but whatever, let's continue. The Ravager, overcome by craving for this particular woman. Really? Don't fall over yourself, you dumb retard, but whatever. Cannot restrain himself. He tears through all clothes, through all laws and conventions. Ooh, very fucking poetic, but whatever. To seize her, and she, feeling herself to be unique object of his unendurable need, is overcome herself. Oh no, perish the thought. Fucking bitches, man. Overemphasize your purity. Women are not fucking pure. You're nothing but fucking degenerate fucking beasts. Yes, that's why you don't fucking give women fucking free reign, because they do stupid shit like this. Yes, and they say women is female. Fuck you, yes, they are female, but I mean, women in the future, whatever. Shit, I just fucking fell on that bullshit. Yes, the moral of the story is that women are fucking stupid whores, and we should remove all their fucking rights. And maybe after a while, we start giving it to them back little by little. Maybe. But well, I don't know. Let's continue. But it's not a rape fantasy. Yes, it is, you dumb fucking cunt. But you don't like the truth because the truth hurts. Like that nigger dick? Oh yeah, that's right. Your fucking asshole is the size of a fucking sewer hole. Whatever. Anyways, I hate the term rape fantasies. It's paradoxical, says Mena. It's not paradoxical, it's that you're fucking degenerate whores and you think with your pussy. Fucking retards, but whatever. It's a submission fantasy. I don't like that word either. There's dominance and aggression. I have to find better words. I know you women like to play with fucking words, word magic. But no, you women are fucking degenerates. Just accept that fucking label. Own it. Be about it. Well, whatever. Let's continue. Poor Dr. Mena. Yes, Mena. I guess you need some penis in your fucking pussy to cream pie you. Yeah, incidentally, semen has a lot of chemicals. There are antidepressants and all kinds of shit. So it's a drug. Yes. Another reason why women need to get fucked. Right? Anyways. She actually tries to convince Daniel Bregner to write in his book that the man ravishing the woman is the alley is known to the woman, as if that makes it any better. What the fuck? What the hell is that supposed to mean? So you're trying to convince a fucking dude that it's not women's fault that women are whores, it's men's fault. Or something like that. Did you get that? I don't know. Whatever. Anything but stranger rape. Anything but that. Whatever, you dumb bitches. You love fucking the rapage. So why don't you just fucking sit back and relax and enjoy the show, right? Except no! Stranger rape is central to lust for many, many women. Ooh, shocker, right? Why? It's all about the fantasy of being irresistible. Simply irresistible. Gee, so fine. Oh, man, so fucking stupid, but whatever. That's a Robert Palmer song, but whatever. Anyways, of controlling men so thoroughly, it's about being the object of undesirable desire. Ooh, yes. You want fucking guys to fucking be fucking powerless to your womanly ways, and when that shit goes a little bit too fucking south, that's when the rapage starts. Well, hey, man, you fucking made this fucking thing, so you enjoy it, little lady. Whatever. Next. Rape culture is rape fantasy culture. Oh, yeah, just put one word and it's the same thing, just a little bit more descriptive, I mean. Anyways, it's women imagining themselves as the objects of desire to all men, all the time, everywhere. It's classic narcissism. Yeah, now we hit the fucking nitty-gritty of this fucking bitch. Yes, women think themselves way, way too highly of themselves. Yes, you women are nothing but fucking narcissistic, fucking selfish little cunts. Yes, that's why women deserve no fucking rights. Just an opinion, but what the hell do I know? I'm a wetback, so let's continue. Women's lust proceeds from their own internal needs to feel special, beautiful, wanted, high status, and not out of a desire to select the best genetic material for offspring. Yes, women are just stupid, what can I say? Women don't choose the best genetic material to have sex with. Men do. Yes, women just control sex, but we control relationships. Yeah, we won't be with you if you're a fucking stupid, crazy bitch. But newsflash, all women are stupid, crazy bitches, so enjoy. That's why men prefer the 0.7 waist to hip ratio almost universally. Damn, almost tripped on that fucking word. What can I say? Fucking Webex, right? Anyways, it's a marker of reproductive fitness. Yes, you want a bitch that has that hourglass figure, because that signals that she's fucking healthy to get your seed inside her pussy. Enjoy. Virtually all physical characteristics men prefer are markers of reproductive fitness. Oh yes, that's why we're visual creatures, so we know if your pussy's rancid or not. Just saying. We are taught that men are driven by insatiable lust and will fuck anything that moves based on satisfying that desire. Of course. But it's actually women who make their reproductive choices based on insatiable personal desires. Oh, and then the guy says, Daniel Berenger, what do women want? Adventures in the science of female desire. Yes, in other words, women are fucking whores and they think with their pussy. So you men only think with your penis, but what does your penis want? To fucking breed the next generation of Superman. But no, women just want to fuck. Oh yes, friends, fucking stupid shit that women do. Oh yes, and do you want to see what kind of bullshit they're doing in India? If you can't tell by this fucking clip, we're gonna go visit the fucking freak shows in India. Yes, they even love raping. Shocker. Who doesn't love getting raped, right? Well, look what this fucking bitch says. Yes, it says it here.
I got raped when I visited my home country.
Yes, India. You fucking Pajits. You do some fucking stupid shit. Yeah, they're fucking rapey fucking goblins. They just fucking destroy shit. Yeah, just like a fucking little goblin. Enjoy. Well, it contains sexual assault. Ah, I'm gonna try to do this in a fucking Pajit little girl voice. Let's see how this works, right?
The first time I visited India, I was 12 years old.
Is it working? I don't know. Well, whatever.
I went to a bazaar.
Yes, you are very bizarre.
With my auntie, G.
What the fuck?
And an older man quickly came up to me in a crowd and grabbed my boob and ran off. I was confused.
You were confused? Well, fuck, I'm confused that you fucking people are just that fucking stupid. Yes, but yet we keep fucking stupid people like that alive. Gee, I wonder why. I don't know. Well, whatever. Let's continue.
I didn't say anything. I thought it was normal.
Yeah, getting fucking groped in a fucking crowded area is very fucking normal, is it, you dumb bitch? Well, it is India anyway, so, yeah, I guess it is. Whatever. Anyways.
I just brushed it off and pretended like it never happened. I got older and realized how messed up it was.
Well, you're fucking a dumb fucking bitch in a dumbass fucking country. Yeah, and all these stupid fucking retarded men are running around and they see a young piece of fucking retarded ass and they go, oh yes, I'm gonna go get that. Yes, very good, very good. And that's what he did, so enjoy.
I'm in my 20s now, and I went to Punjab to attend Mera Vita Diviyawawana.
For the fuck that shit is. I can't fucking speak fucking Pajit. What the fuck, man? Yeah, this is difficult for me, but the show must continue.
And I couldn't enjoy my trip because I got assaulted before the wedding.
Yeah, I guess someone gave you a present, huh? Enjoy.
I got raped by a local.
I guess it wouldn't be India if you didn't get raped, right? Whatever, let's continue.
I filed a police report and it didn't do anything.
Yeah, they probably raped her there too, huh? Oh, fucking A. Stupid fucking Indians. They don't know fuck from their fucking asses, but it is what it is, friends. So remember, the moral of the story is, don't go to India unless you want to get raped. So, yeah. Fun times indeed.
The authorities were questioning me a lot and acting like I was the bad guy.
Yeah, because you're fucking disturbing the peace when you fucking reporting your rapes. Like, what the fuck, man? That kind of guy fucking raping peace? Jesus, man. Well, anyways, let's continue.
I also had no idea who this man and no information.
Stupid ass bitches. You fucking blanked out, huh? In the fucking height of ecstasy, you blanked out. Dumb bitches. But whatever, let's continue.
There is a lot of streetwalkers in Punjab.
Yeah, including you, dumb bitch.
I couldn't identify him and it happened too fast.
Oh, so fucking, not only do Pajit men have small dicks, they can't even fucking last a minute. Worthless fucking people in my opinion, but whatever. That's what they created them, so fucking point and laugh at them. So, let's continue, right?
I took a pregnancy test. I am not pregnant, thank Weguru.
Hey, isn't Weguru the name of fucking Baby Yoda? Yeah, so Baby Yoda came and saved your fucking pussy from getting cream pied and that's why you're not pregnant or something? Yeah, too bad he wasn't there like a couple of minutes earlier. He could probably save you from being raped, huh? Oh, but no. Because then you probably thought Baby Yoda would rape you. Fucking bitches. The shit that goes through your minds. But whatever, let's continue.
I told my extended family who lives in Punjab about the assault because the police did not do anything.
What the fuck happened, huh? Well, let's find out.
They blamed me.
Oh, yeah, because women are the ones that fucking have the pussy. So, yeah, it's your fault, bitch. Enjoy.
They asked me why I could go out alone with no male authority.
Because she thought she knew better, that's why.
But it was during the daytime.
Yeah, and it was still raping time. In daytime, so enjoy.
They blame me because I dress in westernized clothing.
Yeah, you dress like a fucking whore. So yeah, you had your tits and ass hanging out. So the police thought it was fucking lunchtime. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, you dumb bitch.
I had a t-shirt and pant, but my bust size is large.
Oh, like a fucking cow? This is what you're talking about, the Hindu cows, huh? You fucking fat bitch. Anyways.
And my shirt was too long. Enough, it cuts at the midsection.
Oh, so you're showing your fucking belly, huh? Well, yes, you made yourself into a tasty morsel, so that's what they did, and they had some, so yeah, enjoy.
And they were basically blaming me for the rape. And I regret telling them about it. Now I cannot stop crying.
Because they were right. You had your tits and ass hanging out. You were advertising your fucking easy piece of ass, so one fucking jeet fucking saw you and took up fucking your call. So yeah, you're fucking stupid, so it is your fault, you dumb bitch. So yes, friends, remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. This is my delusionals, just like this bitch was delusional thinking she could walk around fucking half naked. Enjoy.
I still remember my attacker told me that I'm walking around looking like this and I'm asking for sex.
You see, it is your fault, you dumb bitch. So, what the fuck, bitch? Why the hell you put fucking this meat in front of hungry dogs, you dumb cunt? So, yeah, fuck you. And you did get fucked. Enjoy. Anyways.
He kept asking me if I liked it.
You're raping a bitch. Who cares if she liked it or not, right? Anyways.
I was crying the entire time.
I guess it wasn't that good, huh? Well, yeah, fucking Pajit smell and they have small dicks, so, yeah.
He also spit in my face.
So what? Good sex supposed to be dirty and shit. So what the fuck, bitch? Enjoy.
He was very dirty. I think he could have been homeless, but I'm not sure.
Shit, all you fucking people from India look like homeless fuckers, so whatever.
The men in my country are no good.
Well, fucking the women are no good either, so fuck you, bitch. You got what you deserve, in my opinion, but what the fuck do I know? I'm a fucking wetback. But whatever, let's continue.
I had to pretend like it never happened until the wedding because I didn't want to ruin the event because we take our weddings very seriously.
But not rape? Apparently, right? Anyways.
But I wish I never told anyone. I should have kept quiet. They made it worse for me by telling them and there was no justice.
Why are there gonna be justice for Jeets? Anyways, whatever.
I'm never going to my home country ever again.
Yeah, right, until there's another wedding or until your pussy fucking gets another itching for Pajit dick. How big is their cocks? Isn't it like 5 inches at the most? But whatever, you do you whatever you want, boo. Yes, that's what happens when you give women all these fucking rights. They do stupid shit, and when shit happens, it goes tits up. They start blaming everyone but themselves. Yes, women hate accountability. Yeah, fucking, I guess they're allergic to accountability. Yeah, they touch that shit and they wither and die. Fucking women. Yes, women. You see what happens? You gotta take all their rights away. But if not, they'll run amok and they get raped. Yes. Oh, they fucking dream of getting raped. And when then they get raped by the wrong person, that's when they start crying foul. Yes, you stupid bitches. That's why you gotta take all their rights away. Once they take all their rights away, and then they learn their fucking place, then you start giving them little by little. And when they start acting stupid again, that's when you go whack! 5 across the face. What did we learn? We don't do that shit. So no, but whatever. So remember, friends, you just gotta be stronger because shit's gonna get worse before it gets better. And we have to wait until the world collapses before we could pick up the pieces and start rebuilding. Yes, so don't go around and dying or going to prison or some silly little thing like that. We need you out here to be building this awesomeness. I need you because then I'll be lonely and I'll be crying. Don't make me cry. Do you want to see Gonzo cry? Why? Don't do that. Well, anyways, I gotta go do my shit, so you better be awesome too. So, goodbye, friends.
I was sexually assaulted, and here are the top three things that helped me to recover from sexual assault that you might not know about. First up is the stellate ganglion block, and this is effective if you have any kind of PTSD. It doesn't have to be sexually related. A doctor will numb this bundle of nerves, and it will stay numb for about 6 hours, which allows your body's fight or flight to basically reset. To me, it felt more effective than probably 10 years of talk therapy in terms of the anxiety reduction that I felt the very next day. I do get this covered by Balboa as I was in the military, so if you're a military vet, you should look into this because it's probably covered for you. Two is EMDR. So talk therapy is only actually 30% effective in most people, whereas EMDR is 70 to 80%. EMDR can be done through lights, it can be done through buzzies, but essentially you watch or feel movement bilaterally across the eyes. And what that does is it removes the emotion from the memory that you have, which makes it more manageable to deal with. I'm gonna give you a twofer. Supplementing with vitamin D and magnesium significantly reduced my depression and anxiety. Noticeable 60 milligrams of magnesium from this. Working out has also been game-changing for mitigating my stress and panic attacks. Even as something as little as going for a 15-minute walk every single morning literally brings down my stress levels tenfold. So if you're not on a workout routine or not doing anything physically for your body, I highly encourage you to go walk. I was scared to leave my house for about a year and a half, so I got a treadmill, which I just used in my living room so you can stay inside and feel. I'm sorry that you stayed to watch this video because I do know that this is tough. I wish you the best in your recovery, and I'm sending you so much love.